Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Cowboys are playing the Raiders this weekend. And, of course, the Raiders have one of the most interesting players in all of sports in Marshawn Lynch. I just find him to be fascinating, and I know you do too, Skin. Incredibly entertaining. In fact, he's got his own online show that we stumble across every once in a while. I don't even know where to find it.
I believe it's a Facebook show, a la the, you know, how the Balls have a Facebook show? I believe it is a Facebook show, is what the internet has told me.
I still haven't seen their show either.
I don't think we need to see that
show. But I'm dying to see Marshawn's show.
Because I love that man.
Oh, he's hilarious. There's one episode where it's the lady who you've probably seen her a million times doing halftime shows at Mavs games where...
Red Panda?
She's throwing bowls on her head
Red
while
Panda,
she's riding
dog.
A unicycle.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there acting like he's watching witchcraft or something. And
I think it might be witchcraft.
It's just
I've seen
pure,
it.
Pure genius. And I couldn't help but think back to Marshawn Lynch. I mean, he's done so many cool things, but I love getting ejected from a game this year and then going up in the stands, watching it with Raiders fans. I love him saying, hey, it's really not about the Raiders and my teammates. It's about my city. You know, this is my city. This is where I'm from.
Yes.
You know, riding home on the subway.
And he throws a lot of really cool cookouts. In neighborhoods.
God.
Like he'll host these giant cookouts. He's just an awesome dude.
What about he was suspended, so he went and practiced with his old high school team.
That was great.
He had his helmet on, his shoulder pads, everything's
just running over those kids.
Oh, it's great.
Gotta learn.
And I couldn't help but think about one of my favorite things he's ever done, and that is he teamed up with another one of my favorites, Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls,
lovely man, Ben.
The true greatest humans on the planet. He's kind of a natural survivor. When you say that's kind of what he is?
I have a big bank account and I use it to stay at hotels.
He's like a former 007 British agent type dude, Green Beret.
He says he was.
And he'll take people out in the wild and he'll teach them how to eat tarantulas and hide in camels. And
I think he was just a taxi driver.
And anyways, Bear Grylls got together with Marshawn Lynch and we got a couple cuts of the time that they were together. This first one, Marshawn Lynch was talking about fighting Bear Grylls and he made him do something. So take a listen.
Was my first adventure and we just started. We probably gonna fight on what you got next for me, bro. Because if it's some like that, bro, I'm telling you right now, I know you got courage and all that, but I'm gonna have to see what your hands talking about. If he had me dangling off another cliff, then I'm gonna put paws on him and put these hands on him. And I don't know how I'm gonna do it yet, because I know he be fighting stuff out here in the wild, so I gotta make sure my attack is planned right and well.
That's awesome. I love it.
All right, we got one more thing.
We got the little kindling, we got some bigger wood. What we need is tinder to get it going. The little really fine stuff, you know, anything like you got any dreads?
Yeah. You need one?
Can I have a dread?
For real?
Yeah, we'll get a fire going.
You got a knife, I would let you cut a piece of one. Bruh cut off one of my dreads to start a campfire and was juiced about it, like, oh my god, this is the best thing since sliced bread.
These are beast dreads. That's what we're going to light our fire with. Keep him coming, the beast.
My hair lady will kill me.
That's amazing.
Well, I just started thinking about how much I love Marshawn Lynch, and I hate that the Cowboys are having to play against him. Well, we need the Cowboys to stop him. But it got me thinking, like, of all the professional athletes that are currently playing, or we can even go back in history.
Okay.
Maybe even if they're dead. Maybe we'll include them in this mix. But
I love dead people.
Who would you most like to have dinner with or hang out with in the professional world of sport?
All right, this is going to sound like the most ridiculous humble brag, but my obvious answer was going to be Charles Barkley. However, we got lucky and sort of got to hang out with him because of the dirt game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it wasn't just like, you know, me and you and Chuck at dinner or whatever, but he coached the team I was actually on, so I was around him a lot. And then the night before, Dirk throws this party, and he was there, and he was very accessible. So had I never been in that situation, which is not the same, but been in that kind of situation, I think I would have said Barkley just because I find him so wildly entertaining and he was so great at what he did. That's what we're looking for, right?
Yeah.
Greatness and entertainment value.
Exactly.
Because that's what Marshawn Lynch is.
Right. And I think we should probably throw out the local guys because I know we're all homers. We'd love to go have dinner with Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
You're around Dirk almost every night.
He would never have dinner with me.
Romo, Aikman, Michael Young, mm-hmm. Mike Modano,
Xavier Woods,
all those types of guys. Yep. We'll throw those guys. We'll throw the local guys out of the mix too.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna throw out the first guy I thought of, and I hadn't really put a whole lot of thought in this, but a current guy that I love, just because I love him on Twitter, and there's also like a Coming to America vibe about him, is Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think he'd be really, really funny. But that just popped into my mind. I don't know. I think I probably need to put more thought into that. But Joel Embiid seems like he would be a really funny dude. But he's also like, dude, I'm twice his age now. We're at that weird place. We're old men, and all these sports dudes we cover are in their 20s.
Yeah. It is weird. It is bizarre.
Doesn't it feel like Derek Holland is still a teenager and he's like 30 now?
Yes. All right. I want to throw somebody out there. This is a wild card.
Okay.
The Rock.
Man, I don't know about you, dude.
Skin, he's an
athlete. Something's wrong
skin,
with you.
He's an athlete.
No, he's not.
Kind of. He's
Your favorite University of Miami athlete or something? What are you doing? You just want to go hang out with an actor.
I want to hang out with The Rock. I think The Rock would be great. He's kind of an athlete.
I would enjoy hanging out with The Rock, even though I don't particularly care for many of his roles.
All right, I'll give you.
I think he's a great dude, though.
I'll give you one from sports.
Okay.
But it is local, and it's not necessarily an athlete. Jerry Jones.
You've done that.
I know, but I want to do it again.
Man.
again.
Okay. No, let's keep this going.
Think how cool that would be.
Yeah.
Like the other time it happened, George Reba's interrupting us. Fish is interrupting us.
Shots fired at Reba.
Absolutely. I'm going to kill that guy.
Okay, let's keep this going. I'm trying to think outside of here nationally. And I'm trying to think of someone that I just feel like would be wildly engaging and funny. Let me throw a wild card at you. Although I don't think he would under any circumstance want to have dinner with me. I would just love to pick the brain of Richard Sherman.
Oh God, I had him on my list too.
Okay.
Yes. Would love that.
Cause I think he's really well read about a lot of topics. I think he's got a unique personality and energy to him. I mean, he's been at the top of his game. He's won a championship. You know what else might be fun, dude? Even though sometimes they drive me crazy, sometimes I'm in awe of them. What if you did a dinner with the Bennett brothers? What if you got Marty and Michael? Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to think, man. I'm so homered up. I love our local teams. I'm struggling.
What about Shohei Ohtani? Do you want to have dinner with him?
No.
Or is there just a huge gap in the communication process?
I would like to have dinner with Yu Darvish. I'd like to find out. Okay, what happened here?
I would like to order for you, Darvish.
Why?
I feel like I could help him with his diet a little bit.
I feel like if we went to like some awesome sushi place, he wouldn't need us to order for him.
No, he I've got really good taste. I think he would be impressed. I think he'd be impressed. Okay, what are there any coaches that would really do it for you? Like, is it Mike Leach? I mean, I know we're thinking pro, but what about having dinner with Mike Leach?
Yeah, I'd love to have dinner with Mike Leach. God, that would be fun. I just want to roll tape on it.
I'm a huge, and you know this, I'm a huge Steve Kerr and Popovich fan,
mm-hmm.
and I'm intimidated by Popovich. I've never approached him, but I have approached Steve Kerr, and it'd be like approaching your neighbor. Like, he couldn't be a more nice, gracious
regular
guy.
Dude.
The nicest person I've ever met in the world of professional sports was Doug Collins, all right? Uh-huh. And at the time I met him, he was coaching the Detroit Pistons at that time. Dude, he will look you in the eye, and you'll ask him something, and he will give thought to what you ask him, and he will give you an answer. Like, he's seriously like bumping into somebody in the hallway. Like, if everybody went about their life the way he did, it's like you could just got the sense. He didn't know who I was. He didn't know I worked in sports media. He knew I was kind of back in the back. But for all he knows, I could have been a security guard or whatever. He sat there and listened to my question and thought about it and gave me a great answer. I was like, God, that guy didn't need to do that. But that just goes mm-hmm. to show you what kind of a person that is.
Yeah. How about Kobe Bryant?
I would love to have dinner with Kobe Bryant, especially now that he's not a player, because I thought he was a total jerk as a player.
But he loves Dirk.
He loves Dirk, and I respect that. And he's also, like, I think now that he's gone out in the world and expanded his interest, I would just think he'd be a lot more engaging to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Also, oh, dude, now that you say that, I think Jalen Rose would be a hell of a lot of fun.
I would love that.
I'm trying to think of dudes that are, like, are over themselves, to use San Antonio Spurs vernacular.
Right.
Dudes that are, like, not going to big-time you, and they're going to talk to you on a level of, hey, this is another person in the world, so I'm going to try and connect with them.
Yeah.
And I feel like Jalen Rose comes off that
way. What
about
Shaq?
Oh, Shaq's unbelievable. I would love to have dinner
with
Shaq.
You had lunch with Shaq.
I did. But it was like a forum thing, right?
Yeah.
But, man, he was great. I had a preconceived notion of what I thought Shaq was, and he just totally destroyed it and made me fall in love with him. He was great.
All right, what about dead guys?
Like, have dinner with a corpse sitting next to you, or just go back in time?
You get to go back in time or bring him back to life in his prime, not in his corpse self. Dr. Naismith?
God, what a boring guy that would be. He'd be so, so boring. Walter Payton?
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, Ben.
Well, I'm talking about people that are dead.
No, I don't know if you know this.
But what?
Yeah, Sweetness.
Is that right?
He passed away.
Is Bo Jackson alive?
I think so.
Okay, good.
So was Bo Jack Horseman.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I just want you to say somebody so I can jump on you immediately. Just anybody. Just say any dead guy.
All right. Abe Lincoln.
Wow. Oh, he did a lot. I would have picked Jesus personally. That's cool, man. I don't know what your religious beliefs are.
What about Tiger?
Tiger, I mean,
not for a dead guy, but
oh, is he didn't die?
No, he's still doing well.
Okay, I haven't
golf
seen
club missed him.
I haven't seen him atop the leaderboard in a while,
yeah.
So I wasn't sure what he'd been
would
up
you
to. I actually don't have that much interest in Tiger.
Really?
I think he's probably an aloof jerk.
Really?
Yeah. Unless I walked in and had 10 rings from something I did that was great. I feel like if you're just... See, that's what I'm talking about. I feel like Jalen Rose would deal with you on a human level. I feel like Tiger would look down on me and ask me to go move his bag for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are just, like, the realest dudes? That's who I want to... Like,
yeah.
Barkley has done amazing things, but he's a real dude.
Well, I'm listening to you say that, and I'm thinking, what about the intern who you farted and you told him to go get you some soup? That guy's not going to put you on his dinner list.
I think he will. I he's afraid I might fart at dinner, but aside from that.
Which intern that was?
No, I have no idea. Was it you, Shippy? No, I'm sure it wasn't Shippy.
Corey says he interned for us. I still don't remember that at all.
I mean, if Corey interned for us, he is without a doubt the most forgettable intern in the history of sports talk radio.
Well, one thing is for certain, and that is that Marshawn Lynch is not forgettable. Cowboys square off with the Raiders
Sunday
night.
Love you, Sean.
We love you, although we do hope the Cowboys get the W.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.